is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to the Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None. He's the only guy to come into Mo's Tavern and ask for a craft beer and not a duff. Bunch of jerks.
Hi, guys. Welcome.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
Welcome.
Season 13, bitches.
To Masters of None, Season 13.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My name is Mike. With me is Jane Art.
Yo.
And we are live here today. We have everybody in the chat room. We have
live from the future.
It's great.
I mean, the past.
Munter E, JT, Gadiak, 793511, Herwin Block, Woodland King, Jay Goo, Sarah LD Diablito. I can never pronounce that right.
Yeah, that's our gay friend Mark.
Yes, and Ari are all in the chat room hanging out with us. Jay Goo, I'm assuming, is cousin Jay.
Oh, hey, bro.
Hey, bro.
But, yeah, cool, man. So, today we are going to be doing... we did this, like, years ago at this point.
Yeah, it was very popular.
Yeah.
So we figured, cash in.
And we did... We're doing...
Sequel.
Yeah.
Sequel.
And we're doing the greatest sound effects, or no, song
greatest
parts.
Song parts.
Song parts,
of all
that's
time.
It.
Part two.
Part two, okay.
Part two.
And I got all the sound clips here, ready to rock. Who wants to go first?
Just putting my windscreen on. My level still good?
Let's see. Yeah.
Check, hey. All right.
Who would like to go first?
I don't care.
Art, you want to throw one out there?
Sure.
All right.
Mine weren't in any kind of order.
Yeah, no.
I just put the names.
Random one? All right. This one is...
Why don't you just play it, and we'll see if we recognize it, then I can say what it is after. How about that?
Very good.
Oh.
Here comes Art's first best song part. Say what you say, but give me that boom beat from Drake. Let me serenade the streets of L.A. From Oakland to Sacktown, the Bay Area and back down. Cali is where they put their neck down. Give me love.
So what is it? Just the California part?
Just the, Ox Flow and, the backbeat, and then this California love.
Nice. I personally like Englewood, always up to no good. That's personally my favorite part.
He's
of that
around the house. That's where Katie was born.
Yeah,
in Englewood. straight gangsta bitch.
Nice. That's a good one. I like that.
I put a ring on it.
I like that.
Because I liked it. I don't know.
Jay, do you have a specific one that you want to?
Let's keep with the... I got stuck when I was coming up with these because I think every time I came up with one, I was like, oh, I think we did that last time.
Yes.
And we didn't have a list.
No.
So, and I was like, I had the old show. I'm like, I'm not going to go fucking listen to this whole
listen
thing.
I don't want to listen to the whole thing. I think I might have some repeats, actually.
Yeah, I might, too. But I feel like I did a lot of them, so I dug a little deeper. But then I would get stuck in a genre, and I was like, oh, what about this one? Oh, what about this one? 90s hip-hop, I got a lot of them. Then I got a lot of metal-y ones, so it's I don't know. But, yeah, definitely got a lot of 90s hip-hop ones in here. Let's go with, let me see the order here.
You start about here.
Okay, yeah, so let's, all right, you know what? Let's not go 90s hip-hop, and we'll start off back in the 80s. I really I got two. I have the long and the short, right?
Yes.
So play the short one and see if anyone knows what it is.
Okay.
And this is a stereo clip, so we got to make sure we put the show out in stereo. Because what's cool about it is it does go from one side to the other. So if you got headphones on or you're listening in a...
Play it again.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a good one.
It's like a little organ clip. Yeah, it goes... And it goes from one side to the other.
That was actually Captain Lou's idea.
Oh, yeah? Was it?
It's an artifact, actually.
So you got to play the long... Artifact. The debut. We play that again. That was sweet. Artifact. What is that? So I'm like tapping on a. Are you supposed to kiss your new wife when that happens?
He's finding an artifact. He's digging for bones. He blew it off the dust.
It sounds like someone tapping the glass at a wedding. Like every time you play that, you and Art have to kiss. So yeah, play the play the long version in case anybody doesn't know it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. This is every drunken karaoke you ever see with eight girls up there. They just wanna. They just wanna.
I also like the more I was listening to that little part though, that little intro is really cool. It's got a lot of things going on in it. Like it's got the little extra keyboards and stuff.
I felt the same way about 99 Luft Balloons when I heard that one. Yeah. The intro to that, you're like, wow, there's a lot of shit going on here.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So yeah.
You're gonna find like all of my songs mostly are intros. Like halfway through, I'm like, I gotta get a song parts that are like middle or the end.
Yeah, I thought that too, but then I was just like, fuck it, because just a lot of times the intro is the only point where they get to really throw in something different.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
So what is it, just like a up and down run on the keyboard there?
Something like that.
Yeah.
All right.
El Diablito calls it squirrels just want to have fun.
Here is here's one that I got two that kind of go hand in hand. All right. Here's the first. Check this out. See if this one moves. Who would use the cane? Oh, that would be you. Easily. You'd use a cane. Easily. But going right hand in hand with that is this one. And now it's time for a breakdown. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Nice.
You know what that just reminded me of?
What's that?
Like, totally 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
Hip-hop.
Yeah. Now that's what I call music. Volume 6.
Yeah, those are good.
All right, Art, you got another one? Let's see. Here's your next one. Coming real, it's the next episode.
Yeah. Hold up.
Hold up. That's fucking ballsy. I love that.
That part is great.
Do you know everybody like after like couple beers, then like as soon as that thing drops, like hold up,
yeah,
hold up,
yeah, you can never get it.
Wait, hold on, everybody goes.
Hey. All right, so sorry about that, folks. We had a little problem there with Art, but we got him. We got him now. All right, who was it? Was it my turn?
Yeah, or Jay's? No, Jay's.
I think it's mine.
Jay's turn.
So I'll keep it in the now. That's what I call 90s New Jack Swing.
Yeah,
and let's go for.
Poison.
That's it. Just that part.
Just that part.
Also, nice stereo effect on that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice.
Love it. So, yeah. A little Poison. And then I was also going to go with...
She ain't just a big butt and a smile.
That or...
Girl,
smack it up, flip it, rub it down.
Oh, no.
Mike almost did a spit take over his iPad.
Couldn't plan that one. That was good. But, all right, I'll kind of stay
the time
similar.
6 o'clock on Poison. The Swatch Watch. Oh.
Great part. Just that.
That's it.
Yep. That's the...
Oh, shit.
Here we go.
It's about to go down.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Do you know that... Have you heard that Busta Rhymes Eminem song? They used that in the beginning, too.
They do?
It's called Calm Down, and it's Busta's song featuring Eminem, and they just, in the beginning, they do the same thing.
I think it's a sample of like an old like soul song, isn't it?
Yeah. Is it?
I think so, yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Is what it is. Just gets everybody jacked every time they play it anywhere. Because you play it in like, yeah, you hear it.
No, folks, I'll make it up.
Yeah.
Bingo, motherfucker.
Oh, 06.
They have to play the song twice before the old lady makes it to the stage for their card. Just fades out. Just hear the clicking of the walker.
Click, 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 click. My brother says, my brother's big into, you know, redoing lyrics, making up his own lyrics, and his one for that one is pack it up, pack it in, Batman Begins.
All right.
Yeah. Art, right?
Yeah.
All right, okay, here you go. This is your next one.
Check one.
You love intros, first part.
I love intros, dude. Yeah, intros are great.
They are really good.
Anytime people talk about numbers, it kind of soothes me. I'm like, all right, we're going to have a good song right now.
So you also like
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Do you also like a question? What is it that everybody has and some pirates and thieves try to take? The booty.
Yes. Or hit me with the horns, because I think the first episode we did of this, I did the DJ Clue.
Yes.
Let me clear my throat.
DJ yes. Cool.
Oh, Clue. Yeah, cool. Yeah, sorry.
DJ Clue. Clue. All right.
Yeah, you guys in the chair are about 45 seconds behind, so just hang in there.
Yeah, that's right.
E-Rock Radio, Farlamin Punk also in the chat room now.
Sweet. Nice.
What up?
Yeah, my audio came 45 minutes into the show.
That's a good one. Question. Funk that. Question.
I didn't know Bob Saget was that.
Yeah. Why is it?
Every time I come into the bank, they think like I robbed the place.
Man, funk that. just that fucking that same riff over and over again.
Yeah, we should have probably had people send in theirs
on
the Facebook page. That requires preparation, people.
Yeah. Right,
fuck that.
Man, fuck that.
Preparation. Why is it every time I do a podcast, I get a better idea on how to improve it, but we're already doing the show? Man, fuck that.
I love how that song, too, he gets more and more angry.
Yeah.
As the song goes on. Man, fuck that. Like, towards the end.
Man, why is it every time I pour some cornflakes, I run out of milk? Man! Why is it every time Poland starts to get some power in the European nation, the Nazis come along and invade that shit? Man!
Just gets higher.
Let's get some really mundane to
turn
really
this into
broad
a
historical
Hitler Ruth rally. Yeah. Jesus. Okay. Jays, you're next.
I'm up.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see here. Let's try and mix it up because we get so much goddamn fucking funk that. So I'm gonna go with a nice little intro here.
That's a good one. It's a great intro. You know it, Art?
One more time.
I got it.
Someone dropped a flight of stairs, drums down a flight of stairs.
Yeah. I'm blanking on.
Here's a long version.
Oh, Billy Joel, only the good guy young.
Not 100% intro. This is a good little piano riff, too.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. But.
You know what that rivals?
That does rival something.
You know what it does.
That rivals the champion from last time.
Yes, it does.
That's perfect.
Song part off. Go.
You know, there's a whole website called like Best Song Parts, something like that.
Really?
.com. Yeah, but it's all like just songs you've never heard of.
Was it after our podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, actually, it was way before. I actually checked.
So Podcast Masters.
I had our lawyers check into that.
Jim Brewer.
Yeah, but they just pick like, I mean, they post one like every day, so they're just using like obscure, like shitty songs. But they do like pick the little different parts of it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'm gonna stick with Billy Joel actually. So I also have a Billy Joel one. I'm gonna play it.
Wasn't that in the commercial for that toy gack?
Was it?
Didn't they use that soundbite?
I don't remember.
Toy gack. Nice.
How many people in the recording studio thought that he was actually having a heart attack when that?
Probably zero, I'm just going to say.
Damn it.
Is that the right answer?
No, maybe.
Is that it?
Okay.
Woo!
right up there, though. That is probably up there. One of the best
nice
song parts ever. Art, another one. Here you go.
Let's go. Bounce. Bounce.
These are kind of long because I like to let my beats flow.
Shit, relax your mind, let your conscience free. You're now rolling with them thugs from the ROC. Seagull, Seagull in the house. Sick bastard, yeah. Get your wig pushed back. By the wig pushed back. Big in the house.
Still here, never left. Still bust, more or less. Still pump. Bitch. Young
bitch.
You could just pick any of Jay's. Just Jay-Z saying, because he does it like every fucking song.
Or, cheer.
Yeah. Is that what your part that you liked, or was it the...
Just the whole thing. I like the drum beats, I guess, and then just... Like the romp room style of them introducing themselves.
And you could also pick Diddy just saying, yeah.
Speaking of taking that.
Wow.
Nice.
Oh.
That part's great.
Oh. That fucking part rules right there.
Yeah.
It really
that
does.
That whole combo.
That gets people going nowadays, too.
Now, is that an original composition there, or is that a sample?
Sample.
It's got to be a sample of something. Fucking course. Do you know of what, Art?
Mm-mm. No.
I would love to even know, like, what the hell, what is that? Is it like a little guitar riff? What the fuck is that sound?
I don't know. Yeah, it sounds like a...
It sounds like Led Zeppelin, like almost, I don't know.
It sounds like a chord, like a guitar chord just kind of on echo or something. You know what was really cool was that album that the Beastie Boys put out of all of the samples that take place in Paul's Boutique?
Yeah, it was all the original songs.
All the original songs that go with it.
I put that in the monster folder a while back.
Yeah. That was sweet as shit.
I put that in there again.
More guys should do that, I think. Because especially if they rely heavily on samples, like that'd be a sweet thing to.
I always say if Stevie Wonder never existed, pretty much 90% of rap would be not existent.
Stevie and James Brown.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my next one. I'm going to stick kind of in the same genre.
I like big butts.
That's it. Just I like big butts.
There's a dun 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 dun.
I like big butts.
Susie just says it. It's the fucking greatest.
Sure.
Love that.
Did you see that he did that with a symphony orchestra?
No, really?
Not too long ago. Yeah, like the Phoenix Symphony Orchestra or something or whatever did it with him as he was singing it.
Nice. Love it.
I'd love to be able to pull that up. If I should have. Let's see.
Like the third violin stand up and do.
The sample in Hypnotize is Rise by Herb
Alpert.
Fun fact. Thanks, Muntery.
All right. I'm going to throw that as an artifact.
Artifact.
Part of the end gets me.
Dink, 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 dink.
What is he chiseling? Like a piece of a pipe?
Like a metal pipe?
Like a fossil?
Like a fossil.
A fossil?
A metal fossil.
Baby smell. Baby smell.
Is that thing still going?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Have you guys ever called 1-800-MIX-A-LOT?
I kicked by those nasty thoughts, yes.
All right, Art, you got a new one. Let's see. This one.
Let's go.
Like, that's Diddy right there. It's like, let's go.
That's it?
Let's go.
That's Diddy too?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That's Diddy again?
Yeah, it's Missy Elliott and Diddy making that song for MC Lyte.
Nice.
I forget, Will Smith has like a whole thing he does too. Like
He does,
Pick it a while. Isn't that it?
Yeah,
maybe.
No, he does, Does he do uh-huhs too?
Yeah, he does
uh-huh. I don't, I haven't listened to Will Smith. Cardiologist.
Nice. Gadiak.
Jay, which one do you want next?
Let's see. Man, this is like the fucking all hip hop edition. I love this because it doesn't make any sense at all, and it's just, it just makes me go, yeah, all right. And this is like a hit song.
Yes. What's
Say what?
This is actually...
Man! Fuck that! What song is that from again?
It's from Missy Gossip Elliott. Folks. Yeah, Gossip Folks. But it's Tennessee by Arrested Development backwards.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Get you serious?
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. You're lying.
El Diablito saying Double Dutch Bus, which is like an old hip-hop song, I believe.
Yeah.
Is that, it's a sample from that, or a redo, or what the fuck is it?
Yeah, I'm just
I tried to look up the lyrics, and it didn't even make sense. I think they're doing like
the gizzurb, the scissorb, the bizzurb.
Like the Snoop Dogg Izzle type of thing.
Yeah, but
even
but the izzurb.
Like the first like three lines kind of make sense, and then it just disintegrates.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The serpigrates. Wait for it.
No.
No. Yes. Starting the season strong, too.
I just think that's hilarious that there's that much time with just complete nonsense.
Let's hear it again.
Gibberish going on.
Let's hear it again.
This one?
A game of horseshoes.
Like, they're literally just not saying words.
No.
My gizzy rizzy mizzy moo.
There's your sign.
All right, here's a quick one.
Hell's Bells?
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. That's all I need.
That's all you fucking need. Just that. Yeah.
I feel like we did like every AC/DC one in the first episode.
We
that's
did.
Why I didn't pick
it. We did too a lot.
I also like the chick, chick, chick,
yeah,
chick,
yeah,
dang.
That's all you need.
But yeah, the little muted chords there. Yeah, I feel like we ran the whole AC/DC gambit.
We did.
So
a lot of these. That's the thing. Like a lot of these, I was like, ah, shit. I think I did this one. Like, there's one on here that I'm pretty sure we did last time.
Yeah, but. Like I know we did like all the Who ones, like the
yeah,
yeah.
We did
that.
We did all the Beatles ones. We covered all those.
Yeah. Okay, Art, your next one is this. When the bass drops on
yeah.
You? Yeah. That's fucking sweet.
I almost picked the beginning of Bombs Over Baghdad.
Yes, I was going to do that too.
Yeah. Yeah. International. That's fucking, that song rules. Like there's so much shit going on in that song if you listen to it. Holy cow. Yeah, that song rules. The beginning of this song is good too.
Outkast is just known for like stopping their kind of like Dre with just stopping their music, just like spitting a quick verse and then just dropping the beat back in.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, they make the beat drop.
What I love too about going back to the Snoop and Dre, the whole song just changes completely after the hold up.
Oh yeah.
Like it just becomes a completely different song, and it's even better than the first part.
Yeah.
Love that. We should add that one in our things that start as one thing and end as a different thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe we did. I don't know.
Call way back.
Remember that.
It's like 5 years ago.
All right, you got another one? Which one do you want?
By the way, this is like our sixth year we've been doing the show.
Sixth year?
It's fucking crazy.
I think we started in 2008.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have one that I think
so
we have.
Fuck you, everyone's starting a podcast now.
I'm playing this one.
Suck our podcast in balls.
I'm playing this one because I think I have the same part. Yeah. Yeah, same the exact one. Same one.
Jinx. Ready to mosh. I love the scratch, too.
Yeah. I'm almost positive we did that in the last episode.
Did we?
I think. Really? I swear.
It's so great.
It's so good.
It's so great.
It is a really awesome
Sabotage.
Part.
Sabotage.
I remember seeing him live, dude, and the fucking place exploded.
Really?
At that point. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Just the fucking like lights went crazy.
Yeah.
Fucking bananas.
I wish I would have been able to see one of those motherfuckers.
It was like when black people explode laughing on Def Comedy Jam, but for white people. Just people exploding.
Black people laughing on Def Comedy Jam looks like everybody loses their equilibrium at once. They're just like, just falling out the chair. It's like ear infection just got in the audience. Oh, my God.
It looks like everyone just got tased.
There's just water at their feet, and somebody runs a current through it really fast.
Everyone pops out of their seat. Just to try to get out of the water.
Jumping up and down, jumping on the seat.
That was almost as entertaining as the comics on Def Comedy Jam. Yeah. Was watching the audience.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's funny. All right, I got to pick another one. Okay, so...
All right, do you have any that aren't rap music?
Yes.
Oh.
You do? Oh, yeah, you do. Your next one. Nice.
Farland Punk said, I can't stand it. This song.
Okay, here is... So here's... This is... I got two examples of this. One is a good example, and one is a bad example.
Oh, nice.
Should I be standing right now?
I don't know.
Easy, did. I still want to sit down during the national anthem always, just because I just want to.
Yeah.
Rebel.
Okay, so right here, like I said, I didn't have a chance to edit these, so sorry.
About the high E, yes. Some people go for it, some people choose wisely not to.
Yes. That's fucking ballsy.
Briefly, yeah.
That's ballsy right there. So that's...
Isn't that like one of the hardest notes to hit in any song? Ever?
Well, it's terrible because the song itself is really hard to sing because it goes in like an octave in like the first two notes.
Yeah. But some people like will go higher and try and hold it too.
Is El DeBito right?
No, he's absolutely wrong. Okay. Here's a bad example.
For the land of the free.
Wait, he went, just went lower?
He just went low. That was Carl Lewis trying to sing it.
Oh,
at the net, at that Nets Bulls
game,
in like the early 90s. Destroyed it. It was fucking... But
did
my
see,
favorite
Al,
part
did
is
both player, like both teams did the Def Comedy Jam laugh.
Oh yeah, Jordan, you're like equilibrium. Yeah, the best though in the middle of that is he goes,
what about Enrico Palazzo's version?
He tries to get high on it, and he goes, and a rock is red glare! And he goes, whoa! Like that.
During the song.
I fucking love that. Yes. Yeah, during the song.
It's like doing commentary on his own singing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard some like nobody's like hit that like pretty amazingly too.
Yeah,
which is kind of crazy. But then
did you guys watch the Heat Spurs finals at all?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, watched the whole thing.
Did you see when the girls like 8-year old singing?
No.
She's singing the national anthem. I guess she's done that for the past few years for the Heat.
Yeah.
Yes, please. A lot of people are like, oh, this girl again.
Serious? Some 8-year old girl for Christ's sake.
She does a really good job singing it. They're like, everyone's like, all right, we're going to get ready for this 8-year old girl.
Oh my God. So does she, and she did a good job?
She does a good job.
What a bunch of jerks. Erwin Block on the chat room says, nothing can be as bad as my captain in the army trying the Dutch anthem on his trumpet during a ceremony, almost defected to the Soviets.
I thought he almost defecated from hitting the note.
He hit the brown note.
Dude, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, who's up? Jay, yours, right?
No,
Arts.
Me.
Okay, so this is one of Arts that isn't hip hop. Close, though.
Did we say we're drinking, by the way?
Oh, we did not. What do you guys got?
Blue Point Blueberry Ale.
I had a Blue Point Spring Fling. Now I'm drinking a Thirsty Dog Irish Setter Writ.
Ooh.
Ruff.
Ruff.
Mike's drinking what? Trogs Nugget Nectar.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, here you go. Here's ours.
Nice.
One, two.
Hold on. Wait for it. Keep going. Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
I just want to press about, yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, all right.
All right, good.
I was going to do Kiss.
Good.
Like the...
Yeah.
Ow!
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like we did that last time.
I just think that "Yeah" by Prince reassures me this song is going to be all right.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. I'm Prince. I don't know if you know that.
And I got one along the same lines.
You bitches want some pancakes? Which one?
So there's this part. This one has two good parts. This is the first part of it. There it is.
And that was a sample from my song from my EPMD.
Was it?
Was it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And then the beginning of it. Get down, just the gong or whatever that is.
Nice.
That scream is awesome. Listen to how it ends though. Listen. It'll play out. Usually they just fade away, not this one.
Now play the EPMD one.
Check one.
Oh no, forget it. It's the wrong song. No, sorry. Wrong one. Yeah, my bad.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Mix that yell with the corny joke yell.
Okay. I like it.
People in the chat room seem to have like varying degrees of delay, so they're all getting mad that they're not like guessing the songs before the other one because their lag times are shorter. I love it.
Parliament Punk's got a good one. Can anybody find me somebody to love?
Nice, Mike.
Happy Feet has ruined that song for me.
Oh, that's in that song?
Yeah.
That movie?
God almighty. Oof. Fucking hate that movie.
That sucks.
You down Happy Feet art?
Haven't seen it, no.
Happy Feet?
Yeah.
It's like 7 years old.
Oh.
The Penguin movie. You haven't seen it?
I have not seen
you
it.
You have two girls, right?
I know. No.
Okay. Well, I guess good for you, though.
Thank you.
Good.
I did not pick that Queen song, but I did pick it. Part of a Queen song. Right here. Hold on. Let me make sure I got it. Yeah.
It is. Nice little drum
fill. Drum fill rules.
Yeah, it's so fast.
I know. He's the man. Fucking Roger Taylor.
I never noticed that before.
No?
No.
Oh, it's
you're a drummer. That's why you
noticed. Sweetest drum fills ever. Yeah, that's actually, that's the other thing I was noticing too. Like, three out of my eight are drum oriented.
Nice. Mike McMurray.
I like the beginning of that too, where it's just like the. Is it like a cappella, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The very beginning.
Yeah. Are you going to take me home tonight? Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Who's that, me?
All of a sudden, a ladybug Art. Just invaded our podcast.
Look at that.
Kill it.
Art, here's your next one. It's in the party. Just don't stop. I'm sorry. You know what that means. It's 12 o'clock in the party. Just don't stop. I.
Sardines.
What is that?
Midnight Clock Strikes by Timbaland and Magoo.
Okay. Nice.
That was coming. That was on the same album with "Love to Love You."
That was only the 590th hip hop song to use the Knight Rider sample. I remember that one.
Yeah, that is definitely overused. That would be a good show to do. Overused hip hop samples.
Yeah, yes,
should do that and play the originals.
Yes.
Nice. Maybe we get Jensen Karp on.
Or,
oh yeah,
TV show songs that rappers should use that haven't yet.
TV show theme songs.
Yeah,
that they should
like
sample.
What.
Like Growing Pains.
What? Oh, that'd be good. Or
have you heard the Blurred Lines mixed with the lyrics?
Growing Pains theme.
Yeah, Growing Pains theme song is ridiculous.
That's funny.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, Jay, you got another one?
I do.
I think we did everything on this page.
All right.
All right.
Butthole Surfers, Pepper.
I don't mind. What is that song?
Yeah. It's
It's on there. Oh, no, maybe not.
The box you got with Sharon.
Yeah.
That little, like, droning.
Yeah. The hell is that sound?
I don't know.
That's awesome, though.
Oh, that reminds me of
keyboard,
that.
I would assume.
Didn't Beck take a song, like, a sample like that, too?
You know what that reminds me of, which is actually a really good song part, is the beginning of Mr. Crinkle by Primus, when he's got the, because he plays an electric upright bass with a bow,
yeah,
and just.
Dude, you could pick like a million Primus ones for
this. Yeah,
he's got crazy fucking sounds in like every song.
What's the thing that he plays that's The thing that he plays, he plays it on the South Park theme, actually, too. It's like no strings or something, or it's one string on a...
Pan flute?
What the fuck does he call it? Anybody in the chat room know? Help me out. It's like he's got some weird instrument that he made up. He plays it on the South Park theme.
It's the lessophone?
I can't remember. Anyway.
We'll get the answer in 45 seconds.
Yeah.
The answer coming up right after this.
Here's my next one.
Nice. Great one.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's a fucking great one. Bravo.
Those two snare hits are great. That's it. A whammola.
That's another one. White people explode.
Yeah.
You can tell how good of a drum beat is.
It's the mosh pit starter.
Yeah, I think it's something like that, like a whammola or something.
You can tell how good of a drum beat is depending on how much teeth you see of Mike.
Love it. Oh, it's so good, dude.
That is really good.
Those two hits.
It's a fucking great call.
Well done.
Art, you have... Is this your last one?
Raffle 7. Rough Riders.
Right there.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, wait. One more time.
Rap of Seven.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Just grabs your attention. Boom.
It's like, that was like an Uber kazoo.
Yeah. Swiss beats.
Yes, you in the short version first?
This one could win. Do the short version, see if you guys know it.
Short. You definitely did this in the last episode.
I did?
Yeah, he definitely
did.
Yes, he did, yeah.
Yeah, because you talked about how you love your daughter playing it on Rock Band or something.
Yes.
I don't know, I remember. Another stereo one. This one's good, too.
That's a good one.
Flash. Should I stay or should I go?
Inception.
That was the first thing I learned how to play on guitar.
Yeah. Just that.
Because you just go below the where it's connected to the guitar.
Bleep, bleep, bleep.
It's kind of like the first thing you learn how to play on the drums is from the Offspring, keep them separated, where they're just hitting the pole underneath.
Yeah.
Or the underneath the hi-hat.
I fucking hate Offspring. Yeah. Everybody knows what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the reason why you hate Offspring?
Yeah, probably. No.
It used to be great.
It used to be. I do have one more. Sweet. Okay.
Ooga chaka.
Here's my last one. Oh, that would have been a good one.
Yeah.
Fucking hells yeah, dude. No, it's this one.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I
it's like 30 seconds from
now. There you go.
It's like the longest drawn-out fucking intro. I think the part's so great because you're just waiting so long for the song to start. All right, already. Oh, thank God.
Woo!
Yeah, that's good.
That little faggot's got his own jet airplane.
Yeah, and they still play that on the radio.
No, they don't.
Nobody seems to have a problem with that.
They don't.
I've heard it before.
They fucking cut it. I've heard it. Even like Satellite, I've heard them cut that verse out. It sucks.
How about that?
Yeah, whatever.
You know what I thought of on the way here, too, which would be great, is the piano intro to Blueberry Hill.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Yep. I ran my thrill. Yep. That is a good one. Damn it. I think we're out, man. I think that's all of them.
That is it.
Ari, fun fact. Ironically, that song was meant to say a big F you to MTV.
Ari fact.
Ari fact.
Ari fact.
Wasn't it like the second video? No, it wasn't the second video I played. That was a...
Video killed the radio?
That was the first one. What was the second one? I thought it was a Dire Straits one. But
it was Rod Stewart.
Was it?
Rod Stewart had a lot of videos on MTV in the day. I like that. That's one of my favorites.
Because it rivals.
It does. It does rival the early one. The other champion. Past champion.
Munter E says Poison.
Dun, 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 dun,
that is
dun,
a good one, too.
I don't think anything's ever going to top that.
House of Pain, Sarah.
If I had to pick a winner, it would be House of Pain or you had... Oh, no, you know what? I'm sorry.
Coming real, it's the next episode. Next episode. Hold up.
Hey. That's my pick.
I would have liked to hear that play out a little more.
Hold up.
Coming real, it's the next episode. Hold up. Hey.
Great. Or yeah, or.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
And just one more for fun.
You gotta stop the first one right before when the scream ends.
Okay.
Getting two votes for Jungle Boogie in there. I'll go with Jungle Boogie. That's a great one.
Jungle Boogie?
Especially if I used the Clash before.
Yeah. You did. No, you definitely did use the Clash before. Yeah, all right. Absolutely.
Clash had a lot of good ones, too. That I was thinking about the bass line for Guns of Brixton. Way off key on that one. And then the beginning of Straight to Hell, which is basically all of MIA's Paper Planes.
Yes. Yeah. Although, this is also good, too.
Take that, take that, take that.
This intro kills.
Fake you out.
I always thought it was funny when Diddy and Biggie were like going back and forth dancing on their yacht. I thought it was hilarious. I'm like, stop dancing. You guys cannot dance together. Stop.
I'm on a boat,
motherfucker.
All right. It looks like we have a lot of votes for the jungle boogie.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be as great if it didn't have the ending on it.
True. All right.
Somebody make a song out of that. Those two.
Right, I guess you know. Speaking of those screams and all that, I just want to know, like, how did that, like, already, like, what was the birth of that thing? Like, yeah, someone should scream right here.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Or like there's one Jay-Z song with R. Kelly. Someone's blowing, like they have someone blowing a whistle. It's like, are they sitting around being like, you know, the song's good, but it needs something.
Needs a rape whistle. You got what you're using on you?
Yeah, okay, yeah, hold on.
Yeah, let's do this.
Every 5 seconds, blow that whistle.
Yeah.
Gold.
I wonder if the guy got credit for whistle.
Whistleblower?
Yeah. Whistleblower.
Motherfucker get capped for saying something like that.
He gets a half a cent for every album sold.
So I guess we're going Jungle Boogie then.
All right.
Works for me.
That's the best song part right now. So we got two in the books. There's your first.
Hi.
And then you're of course your past champion.
Nice.
I like it. I can get behind both of those.
After 15 rounds of that, we're going to glue that song together.
We can make a... Yeah, what we should do is make a song.
20 years from now, we're going to have a hell of a mashup.
Yep. Hell of a song of nonsense. sounds like the music teacher emptied the box.
Missy Elliott will help us produce it. The lyrics.
She will. Deserve. There you go. Stop.
Just play it. Just punch buttons and see what happens.
Okay. I'll put a couple together. Let's see how this works. Disconnected, sorry. My gizzard!
It's always right. It's always right.
A game of horseshoes.
Is that really fucking Arrested Development? No. It's not. It's absolutely not. Absolutely not, you fucking retard.
Artifact.
You fell for that.
I totally did. I totally did.
Art wins. All right, I think that's it for this episode, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome back. Happy fall, everybody.
Welcome back.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. See ya.
Masters of None. Thanks for Mike and Art taking over the hosting.
Sure.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that much. Father too many.
You think they had it? Think someone had it, and they were like, "We want that. I got it again."
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got, they were going way far back.
Maybe they got, they saw that.
Maybe they got it. Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you gonna go back?
Way back, as we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.